I'm sure you would love the rich and creamy goodness of Malai Kofta, but thought it impossible to make at home. If your answer is affirmative, then you're not alone. This beloved Indian dish, with a rich gravy and melt-in-your-mouth kofta, feels like something that lives at a restaurant. Have you considered that preparing restaurant-style Malai Kofta in your kitchen might be more achievable and straightforward than you imagine? Get ready for a culinary journey as we dive into the ultimate guide to creamy homemade Malai Kofta. Whether you're an expert cook or a beginner, this all-in-one guide will walk you through the process, from selecting the ingredients to mastering the skills of kofta making. We shall also share a few tips and common mistakes people often make in their pursuits in the course of this venture. I hope you have prepared your apron and are prepared to wow your family and friends with your homemade Malai Kofta. Under this, we shall cover the basics of defining Malai Kofta, the essential ingredients, and the tools, along with pictures you will need, right through to serving suggestions and, of course, storage tips as well. Let's deep dive in and discover the magic of creating this irresistible Malai Kofta in the comfort of your home. This exhaustive table of contents provides an easy guide to our ultimate guide to creamy homemade Malai Kofta. Each section is created in such a way that it will be very easy for you to create your most sought-after Indian dish. From understanding what Malai Kofta is to having authority over its preparation, you will learn it all in this post. Section key focus how to make step-by-step method. What is Malai Kofta? Brief layman's definition. Ingredients. Essential items. Variations. Customizing as per taste. Tools. Basic equipment. Tips. Tips. And expert advice. Serving suggestions, complimentary dishes, storage preservation methods, common mistakes, troubleshooting, FAQ. Answering queries related recipes, expanding your Indian cuisine repertoire. This guide meets the requirements of both novices who wish to experiment with this rich, creamy Malai Kofta curry, and established cooks who want to enhance their Malai Kofta recipe. Let us dive into the world of authentic, restaurant-style Malai Kofta that you can easily recreate in your kitchen. The ultimate guide to creamy, homemade Malai Kofta. How to make it step-by-step. Step-by-step process. Step-by-step process. Making Malai Kofta is easier than you might think. First, prepare the kofta balls by mixing mashed potatoes, paneer, and spices. Shape them into small balls in either a bullet style or a simple ball style, as per your choice, and fry until golden. For the gravy, we will have 4 sections of paste to be combined in stages to get the final gravy. Ginger garlic paste. Peel the garlic cloves and ginger and make a paste out of it in your mixer grinder. Tomato paste. Take a big bowl, put in some tomatoes, 1 medium-sized ginger, a few cloves of garlic, 2 pieces of cardamom, 1 bay leaf, and 2 cloves, and add a sufficient amount of water. Let it boil for some time. Cool it and make a paste out of it. Onion paste. Take a few onions, cut them into thin slices, and deep fry them. Once it gets brown, remove the fried onions, and after it gets cool, mix it with curd. Make a paste out of it. Magaj paste. Mix magaj, muskmelon seeds, and a few cashews in water for some time. Make a paste out of it. Puree preparation. Take a thick pan and pour some oil/ghee and some cumin seeds and bay leaves. Once the seeds get slightly brown, pour all these pastes one by one in the following order. First, ginger garlic paste. Once it gets brown, next, put the onion paste when it gets brown, along with ginger and garlic. Mix the tomato paste along with it. When all the paste get brown and when the ghee/oil comes out of the paste, pour all the spices as mentioned under the ingredients. Let it cook for some time. Once the spices get mixed with all the pastes nicely, pour the cashew paste gently over it and let it get mixed beautifully with the gravy. Ensure the simmer is kept at the low flame so that the blending of the spice with the gravy is seamless. Finally, gently pour the cream over the gravy to enhance its rich, white-colored Malai gravy. Spreading this rich gravy gently over the rich kofta creates an unparalleled experience for your taste buds. Key ingredients and techniques.
Kofta balls.
Creamy sauce. Potatoes. Onions. Paneer. Tomato puree. Spices. Cream. Mash potatoes thoroughly for smooth koftas. Use fresh paneer for the best flavor. Simmer the sauce on low heat for richness. What is Malai kofta? The paneer and potato kofta. The paneer and potato kofta. Malai kofta is a popular North Indian dish and consists of 2 main parts, namely the kofta and the creamy gravy. These kofta balls are made from a wonderful mixture of paneer, Indian cottage cheese, and mashed potatoes, giving it a soft form inside and a firm structure outside, which aids in soaking up the flavorful gravy. Here's what you need to know about the kofta's key ingredients. Ingredient usage, paneer, protein content, and very mild cheese flavor, potatoes, which helps build structure and bind the kofta. Spices, to add flavor, e.g., cumin, coriander, cornstarch, serves as a binder. To achieve the perfect kofta, for a smooth texture, grate the paneer finely. Mash your potatoes well to avoid lumps. Gently fold in the ingredients to keep the fluffiness, the Malay kofta gravy. Restaurant-style favorite is the Malay in the gravy, and it's a slightly sweetish and creamy gravy that wraps the kofta balls in a blanket of rich flavor. It finishes with a splash of cream for richness. A symphony of textures and flavors is created by the interplay of the tender yet crispy kofta and the thick, silky gravy, which sits like a sumo wrestler in the gravy. Here's what you need. Malay kofta ingredients. Malay kofta ingredients. To create this delicious dish, you'll need the following. Kofta ingredients. Potatoes, paneer, cornstarch, spices. Sauce ingredients. Tomatoes, cashews, cream, spices. Let us put it in a tabular form to have a glance at the requirements. Kofta. Gravy. 2 potatoes. 4 tomatoes. 200 grams paneer. 1/2 cup cashews. 2 tablespoons cornstarch. 1/4 cup cream, garam masala, salt, turmeric, cumin. These ingredients combine to create the perfect balance of flavors and textures in your homemade Malay kofta. The kofta balls are crispy on the outside and soft inside, while the sauce is rich and creamy. Spice level adjustments. The recipe allows customization according to personal preferences. The following recommendations may help you design your creation based on these instructions. Spice level adjustment. Mild. Reduce or omit green chilies. Medium. Follow the recipe as is. Hot. You can enhance your spice by adding additional green chilies as well as red chili powder. Healthier alternatives. For a lighter version, kofta balls should be baked as an alternative to the traditional frying method. Use Greek yogurt in place of heavy cream. Incorporate more vegetables, like spinach or peas, into the kofta mixture. Regional variations. Try these regional twists. Kashmiri style. Make the gravy with saffron for color and aroma. To make Punjabi kofta balls, you need to add finely chopped onions to the kofta batter. One may use coconut milk with the gravy in the South Indian fusion version to achieve a tropical flavor profile. Grab these tools. Having the right tools in your kitchen keeps things smoother as you make this Malay kofta recipe. You will need the following essential equipment. Mixing bowl, potato masher or ricer, deep frying pan or kadai, slotted spoon, heavy bottom saucepan, wooden spoon or spatula, blender or food processor, measuring cups and spoons, tool comparisons, tool, purpose, alternative, potato masher, mashing potatoes for kofta, fork or food processor, deep frying pan, frying kofta balls, air fryer for a healthier option, blender, pureeing tomatoes for sauce, immersion blender. Special considerations, things to remember when choosing your tools. You need a heavy bottom saucepan, as you'll want even heat distribution when you make the creamy gravy. A slotted spoon will help remove excess oil from the fried kofta balls. A quality blender delivers a smooth, lump-free sauce. Now that you have all these tools ready, you can divert all your energy into mastering the art of homemade Malay kofta. Having the right equipment will help you feel ready for the next steps in making this delicious Indian vegetarian curry. Important tips for making Malay kofta.